I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 5th, 2026. Details are emerging about the six soldiers killed in an Iranian missile strike earlier this week. Kentucky Public Radio's Justin Hicks reports, on Tuesday, Kentucky politicians, including the governor, issued misleading statements about the soldiers' ties to the Bluegrass State.
Four of the six soldiers killed in Kuwait have been named along with their ranks. All were assigned to the 103rd Sustainment Command based out of Des Moines, Iowa. Military spokesmen from two bases confirmed that none of the named soldiers were either from Kentucky or stationed in Kentucky, but were operating under a unit from Fort Knox while in the Middle East. Multiple politicians issued misleading statements Tuesday that the soldiers were, quote, based out of Kentucky, including Governor Andy Beshear. His political social media account later clarified the soldiers were assigned to an Iowa unit. Many other politicians who posted similar claims declined to comment. I'm Justin Hicks in Louisville.
A Democrat-backed Kentucky House bill looks to effectively dismantle right-to-work laws in the Commonwealth. Kentucky's been a right-to-work state since 2017, when the legislature passed a measure preventing union membership from being a requirement for employees. But House Bill 585, sponsored by Representative Adrienne Camuel of Lexington, would put a stop to right-to-work policies. She says the laws on the books hinder workers' abilities to unionize, and that union support in Kentucky is on the rise.
So I think there is a resurgence of people realizing that whether you're a member of the union or not, a rising tide raises all ships. I think people are realizing that they want it to be easier to join a union or easier to form a union.
The findings from a Kentucky Center for Economic Policy poll published earlier this year indicate that around 60% of Kentuckians favor policies that make joining and forming a union easier. Lexington council members heard an update this week on how the city is managing an odor problem in some neighborhoods. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
The city saw an uptick in smell complaints in 2023 in areas near the Town Branch and West Hickman wastewater treatment plants. The city has been working with Webster Environmental Associates to help design and build infrastructure to limit the release of odors. This year, they've been testing chemicals that would stop odors from forming. Director of Water Quality Charlie Martin says the tests they ran over last summer have been encouraging.
We spent all summer long last year working on this, trying to determine whether we could improve performance. We think we can, and we think we can at a reasonable cost.
New odor control units, including chemical scrubbers and carbon filters, have been built for each plant, and Martin says two more units are 90% ready for construction. The Division of Water Quality is asking for around $5 million to install those units from next year's city budget. The division is also accepting bids to buy chemicals for waste treatment in the longer term. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Lexington Environmental Quality and Public Works is a financial supporter of WEKU. The developer of a proposed Simpson County data center has won approval of a preliminary development plan with conditions. The Franklin Planning and Zoning Commission voted unanimously to approve the next steps in the process of constructing a large-scale data center off I-65. Board members gave reluctant support, citing the need for more information from developer Ten Key Land Co. about stormwater drainage plans and on-site power generation. Ten Key attorney Gregory Dutton said he agreed to hold monthly meetings with planning and zoning staff and provide a monthly report of the board, which will be available online for the public to view.
Preparing a final development plan for a project of this scope and scale is a Herculean effort, and everyone is going to see that upfront and transparently how much effort we're putting into this and how much we care about the end product that will be in the community.
While some on the Planning and Zoning Committee wanted to table a vote on the preliminary development plan for a third time, the board's attorney said the matter couldn't be tabled again and a vote was required. A number of steps must be taken, including obtaining environmental permits and studying the karst topography before a vote is taken on a final development plan. You can learn more about these stories and many others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.